Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, The Resurrected Lord is My Savior. Embarking on the journey of life, a journey that we will not go back and retrace our steps, it is wise to have one who knows the path on which we shall walk. And it is a blessed thing to know that Psalm 23 is written. The resurrected Lord is my shepherd. Since He is, then I shall not lack what I need. He's been to the end of this journey. He's paid the penalty of sin. He's seen the end of sin, and He has drunk fully of its cup. I shall not lack in knowing what the Lord demands. I shall not lack in knowing what pleases Him. I shall not lack in pleasing Him myself in my shepherd, my Savior. The resurrected Lord, my Savior, Jesus, maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Well, He cares. The place in which He has made us to lie down is a good one. The one in which he will make us to lie down in is a good one. Why is it good? Because he's chosen it. He suffered for us. He, the just, suffered for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Wonderful Savior, this Jesus, our Lord. And he leads. In other words, he goes before. He doesn't send us down a path and say, now, remember this when you get at this point, and I'll check on you when you arrive. No, he leads. He goes before. He is there with us. He does not run ahead of us. He leads us. The Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, just enough information to take the next step. He would have us to follow him through faith. We've embarked on a journey, and it is a journey that began when we entered into this life, this way of the Lord. It's so good to be a Christian, isn't it? It's a wonderful thing, the peace that comes with this. And those who stand on the outside and look at the Christian, those who've been deceived and led astray, those who have decided that, oh, the world has a better deal, the world has a better plan. Well, listen, listen to the statement, the world has a better plan. How long does the world exist? The plan ends when the world ends, but the Lord has a purpose, and his purpose lasts as long as he himself is. He is the eternal God. The resurrected Savior is the one who restores my soul. You know, the Christian needs continual help and strength. We are constantly made weary of the things that we encounter as we are in the journey. But he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Not for anybody else's, but for his name's sake. His name is at stake. Just think of that. He leads me. And the resurrected Savior, who conquered death, hell, and the grave, says to us, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the Christian should fear no evil. For thou, the resurrected Savior, art with us, with me. His rod, his staff, comforts me. He prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. The enemies, what can they do? They see the Lord feeding you. They can rage and they can mock and they can threaten, but they can't go beyond the boundary that the resurrected Savior has said. So, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives upon this journey through this life. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.